Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come this day and we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. That way we can come before you and we can declare that we are clean in the eyes of the Lord God Almighty. Father God, tonight I thank you. I thank you that your Son, Christ Jesus, came and he died on the cross that we can have life and we can have it more abundantly. So we repent tonight, Lord God, and I ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this night, we know that in your word, the word declare that you, Lord, that you're back with Jesus, the Son of the Holy Spirit. Father God, your name, if I even say Lord, I'm talking about the same person. You and the Father is one with the Holy Spirit. And you said in the word that when you leave, you said the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, will come. He will lead and he will guide us into all truth. Also, he said if we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit himself will pray and make intercession for us. So if I do pray in the Spirit tonight, and if there's no interpretation, I ask you to just continue praying because I am building myself up in the Spirit. So it's precious Holy Spirit. We welcome you here tonight. We welcome you to lead us and to guide us. We welcome you, Lord God Almighty. This week we're going to celebrate Christmas. Why did you came, Jesus? Why did you came? You came that you may die on the cross for us, to give us life, to give us life. Because of you, we have life. So we welcome you tonight, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the Spirit of God is here. And we believe that we receive him now as a comforter and as our guide. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Today, while I was reading Acts 16 is a very, very, it's a profound scripture tonight. And why? It's because tonight is a night of prayer. And I'm just going to paraphrase what I read today. Paul and Silas was in prison. I'm in Acts 16 and I'm starting from verse 20. And why were they in prison? They were in prison because there was a woman that was, let me go into my, I'm looking at my Bible, but I had some things marked up in my other, on my phone. And I'm going to go to my phone that I was marking up. And this woman was going around with them, right? And she was saying, come and this is the person of the Most High God. She was basically out there ministering, not by the Spirit, but by divination, right? So she was following around Paul for the whole week or maybe for a whole month. I don't know. But she was following him around and she was saying, come and look, this is the man come from God or whatever. He is God. He is God. He is a person that is here to save people. And Paul did not want to hear that. So Paul got upset and said, look, come out of her. You grieve spirit, come out of this woman. So the spirit come out. And when the spirit came out, her master got very upset. Her master got very upset. Why did he get up? Because she was out there making money for him. And by her being called out and being delivered, he cannot make any more money. That's in verse 19. I'm looking on my phone. You can look at your verse also. That is Acts 16, verse 19. So he was mad. He was very mad, very mad. So he went to the rulers of the market in the marketplace in verse 19, and he told them, look, this man is troubling us. He is teaching us his custom. And because of that, we cannot do whatever we want to do. We can't do what we want to do because of this man. So they took Paul in and they beat him and they put him in prison. They put him in prison. And while he was in prison at midnight, there is something about the midnight hour. When you are going through something, that could be your midnight hour. Like for instance, you having a problem in your house. You're having a problem with your children. You're having a problem with your finances. You're having a problem with your family. You're having a problem on your job. You're having a problem. That could be your midnight hour. That could be your hour of danger. That could be your hour that you're going through something. A person may have a miscarriage. That is their hour right there. Anything that is not of God, that is not of God, it is a midnight hour. That is your midnight hour. So at the midnight, in their dilapidated state, and when they were so low and so distorted and so messed up, Paul and Silas, they cried out to God and they sung and they praised God. So tonight, when we come here, we are going to praise God. We are give, even if I can't hear you, you're going to worship God in your home, in your car, on your job, wherever you are located at this given time. You will be worshiping. You will be giving him praise. You will be giving him thanksgiving. You are going to call for the angels of God to come and surround you and camp around about you. Whatever you're going through, you say, Lord God Almighty, I come to you tonight and I ask you, Lord, to separate, move, roll back every stumbling block. And that's what Paul was doing. I'm just paraphrasing. You could do it in your own spirit time. You could do it anyhow you want to do it. But I'm just saying, this is what I'm doing. I am just saying, Paul and Silas, they cried out in the midnight hour. And suddenly there came a great earthquake. What came? An earthquake. Something came in. When you praying to cheer, break up everything. Like this weekend, they said we were going to have rain. What I did, my husband said, oh, they're going to have rain. Rain is coming. But I really didn't want no rain. I can't handle no storm and nothing. So I went to the father about it. I said, you got to move this. You got to take this out. You got to move this away. And lo and behold, hey, there is no rain. We have no rain over our, we had rain, but we didn't have a disastrous like they predict, okay? But we did have rain. So I'm telling you, when you're going through your midnight hour, do as what Paul and Silas did. Pray to God. Open your mouth and pray to God. Open your mouth and praise him. Because when you praise him, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So that's what they did. An earthquake came and shook the foundation of the prison. When you prayed in your situation, when you cry out to God, when you ask him for mercy, when you ask him to send the holy angels, when you ask him to send the Holy Spirit, oh God, he's going to do it because he is not a man that he could lie. God is going to do what he said he would do. So the foundation shook and the prison door opened. What prison door you have tonight? What are you going through tonight that need to be open? What are you going through tonight that need to be closed? What are you going through? Are you going through financial dilemma that you need the doors to be open? You need favor? What do you need tonight? Tap in. Praise the Holy Ghost. Praise the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise and praise and open your mouth and give him praise. Open your mouth, and that's the weapon. Your praise is your weapon. Praise him. Praise him. Glory to God. Say, Father, I give you worship. Father, I give you praise. I open my mouth tonight. And I said, Lord God Almighty, remove every stumbling block out of my. Speak to him. Talk to him. There you go now. I said, I pray in the spirit. If there's no interpretation, I am building up myself from the inside. I'm speaking to the Father. And immediately the doors were open. Glory to God. Glory to God. What doors do you need to be open? What shut doors do you need to be open? Go to God. Take a scripture pertaining to that. You need money? Take out a money scripture. Hold up, Osa. You got phone. We got modern phone now. Oh my God, the phone could do mystery. Go and Google Bible scriptures on finances. Go and Google Bible scriptures on health. Go and Google Bible scriptures. But when you're Googling, because Google kind of messed up now. Make sure you have your Bible. I'm not even trusting my phone Bible. Make sure you have a Bible that you have that's been in existence for a while, okay? Because things are being changed and you have to know the word. So that's just a start, but it's not a finished. It's a start, but it's not a finished, okay? So the earthquake came in. The foundation got shook. The prison doors, my latte. What prison doors do you need to shake tonight? What prison walls you need to shake tonight? Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and shake the prison doors. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and shake overeating spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and shake the spirit of loss. Holy Spirit, come now and shake the prison doors of poverty, shake this prison doors of confusion, shake the prison doors of lying tongue. Holy Spirit in Amarabosata. What do you go through? What are you going through? What are you going through? The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty. Oh, glory to God, they're mighty through God. Tear down your weapons. Drop your weapon and say, Lord God Almighty, I can't do this by myself. I see in your word, Lord, where you came, Lord. So I'm standing. I'm standing according to Ephesians. You got to talk to him. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I have faith in his word. His word said he will not lie. Go and Google scripture on you with the Father God does not is not a man that he should lie. Write it down and go Google it and see it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go set that. And when you find it, go open your Bible when you get it out of Google. Check your Bible. Check your King James. Get your NIV. Check your Amplify. Check your Bible. Check your Bible. It's so important. Suddenly the earthquake came. The foundation shook. Oh my God. That means you ever see a builder putting up a house? Have you ever seen a builder putting up a house? Okay. When the house is going up and when the house get finished, you have to have a roof. You have to have windows. You gotta have walls. You gotta have doors. Modern time, though, you have to have bathroom. You can't go outside anymore. Some people might do, but I don't want to go outside. And I know you don't. We got civilized. We got bathroom. You don't want to be bathing yourself out there in the tub. We got shower and oh my God, we got sophisticated. Foundation, the jail that they're in, the prison, you're in prison, the doors that lock up with them in there shake open. All the doors were open. And every one of the prisoners who were bound there were loose. I'm not making it up. If you go to verse 26 and Acts 16, you'll see it for yourself. This is a scripture that's for deliverance. They were loose. And you know the beauty about it? They all got loose. That means the power of God must have been so strong. Nobody tried to run out of there. Everybody stood, and I bet you they were shaking because they must have never seen anything like this in their life. Maybe if I was in there, I wouldn't move either. They did not move. I believe when you get your breakthrough, when you get it in the supernatural, you're going to be so shocked that you can't even move. You're going to feel yourself and say, "Oh my God, did I actually get this position? Oh my God, am I actually being in charge? The man don't turn over, the woman don't turn over, and I actually have their position. Who have the money that I really needed? Wow. Finances for my house? Wow. Breakthrough in my house situation? Wow. Is that real? Yes, it is. They stood there. It was so much sound and noise that the keeper of the prison, they awake out of their sleep. The people who are there set over you to take you down, they are scared, especially when you show up. The keepers of the prison, the people who they set over them to watch them, could not believe it. Are you believing God tonight? Do you have your limit and God tonight? My God, I have my limit on him. I have my eyes on him. I need changes and I need breakthroughs. I need everything that I could get from him. He is the God that's more than enough. In him, I move and I have my being. Certainly, there is no other God beside him. I worship him. I praise him. I exalt him. I give him the highest praise. I said, let everything that I've breathed praise his holy name. Chitondokoti. Chikundubati nakuta. They were so scared, they were shocked. They were running to kill themselves. The people who are out there trying to take you down. There is a scripture in Jehoshaphat. Write it down and go read up on Jehoshaphat because we talk about Jehoshaphat all the time. Find it and go read it. It's in Chronicles. Go read it. Go read about Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was a person who the enemy comes against, and the Father told him all he got to do is praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Wake up in the morning and go out there, and what's gonna happen? You're gonna take the spoils. Jehoshaphat had so much, so much. Jehoshaphat had so much that he did not know how. Oh my God, he got so much. He was so blessed. He was so blessed. Hallelujah. What is going on in your house? What is going on your job? You could use Acts 16. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and the earthquake coming and shook the place. Your earthquake could be anything tonight. Any disaster could be your earthquake. The prison gates shake openly. And immediately, every single person in there was loose. Every prisoner was loose. Glory to God. Open up, open up. Open up the doors tonight, Lord God. Open up the doors tonight, God. Oh, Lord God. So Paul and Silas prayed, and the doors were open up. And the innkeeper ran out. And the innkeeper crying and draw their sword. And we're getting ready to kill them. Can you hear that? The person who is taking you down, trying to take you down, trying to diminish you, trying to take you out is the same person. If you keep on reading, they're going to seek your help. So they were going to kill themselves. Number 28 said, Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm. You're going to have to sometime, or maybe, help the person who lied on you. Help the person who hates you. Help the person who come against you, said all kind of wicked, evil things about you. Disgusting, dilapidated. You're going to have to pray for them. You're gonna have to love on them because 1 Corinthians 13 said, love forgive. You're gonna have to love. You're gonna have to care. It does not matter. You are going to have to love one another. Kidabo sandidi. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Worship is the ingredients. Worship is the ingredients. The kingdom of God suffer violent, but the violent take it by force. We take it by force tonight by praising you, Lord God, by worshiping you, Lord God. When the deception comes in, that same thing has to turn around. Don't take care, don't kill yourself. Don't do nothing to yourself, Paul said. We are all here. Then he called for a light. So that means they were in darkness. They couldn't see. We are in darkness, so we can't see. But the Holy Spirit, so we're just paraphrasing this now, but you're getting some sense out of this. There was no light. They were in darkness. A long time in Jamaica, where I'm from, and when I go to my grandma, you may not have any light in the house. There may be no light, and you have to use that lamp. And if the light goes out, you are in problem. You can't go out because there is no light into the house. It's gonna be dark, dark, dark. When Paul and Silas prayed, when they prayed, and when they take down the enemy in the spirit by the spirit, oh God, those people was so scared. Paul himself have to go out there. Then he called for light. And listen to this. Who is the light? Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So we're paraphrasing some stuff, maybe, baby, baby, baby. Don't get too caught up. We're paraphrasing this thing here. So when he called for the light, who we gonna call? We gonna call Jesus. Jesus, the Son of David. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon us, O God Almighty. Jesus, you said you came. I don't know about Santa. Jesus, you said you came. Jesus, we need you. We can't do nothing without you, Jesus. He's the light of the world. And he came and he take away all sins. So guess what? We could interpret this anyhow we want to interpret it. Guess what? I'm going to interpret it this way for me tonight because he is the light. And he said in him, if you're in darkness, you can't be in darkness and in him. So he is the light of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus and then light come forth. He said he sprung just like Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit sitting up there in Genesis 1. He said, let there be light. Effective immediately. Oh God, light came. Paul say light and light come forth right away. Makoraba. Are you getting it? They come out trembling and they fell down at Paul's and Silas's feet. Your enemy gonna come on board one day and you have to go say, get up. What do you want? How can I help you? And you just pray. You watch and see all those people who lied and try to take you down. They're gonna have to come and they have to apologize before they are dead. They're gonna have to come and apologize. Okay? You're not praying anything bad on them. You're just saying before they leave this earth, look out for them to call you and say they apologize. And if they don't, no problem, because you know what? They apologize before they leave. They sure did, because they know what they did. They know what they did. And you know what? They really don't have to come to you and say crap. All they gotta do is go to their daddy and say, God Almighty, what I did to Ruth. Joyce is my Jamaican name, pet name. What I did to Joyce. What I did to Ruth Elizabeth. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. And that's what these people did. They came and they fall at the feet, right before Paul and Silas. And listen to this. I bet you Paul and Silas say, get up, don't do this. Don't try to worship me because I'm not God. There's only one person that could be worshiped, and it's God himself. And they came out and they said, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to make my wrong right? What must I do? How can I go about fixing this? I am a wicked person. I'm in the wicked system. I work with the wicked governmental system. I work with wicked people around me and lied about you. Talk all kind of trash. Say all manner of evil against you. What can I do? How do I go about fixing this? And hear what Paul said. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thou. He did not reject them. He let them know the reason why he is different. He let them know this is what you're going to do. And this is how I was able to forgive every single thing that has been done against me. Every single thing, every word. That is why. That is why we have to walk in forgiveness. That is why we have to love. It is not easy. I am not telling you that it's easy. That's a lie from the pit of hell if I tell it's easy. It is not easy to love somebody who hates you and you know they hate you. It is not easy to go and sit in places with people who think that you're detestable and you're not worthy. But oh my God, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Regardless, we have a God that is more than enough. And you know what? Paul and Silas. They speak unto them or unto him the word of the Lord and their entire house. That means whoever that was in their house. And it says they washed their stripes. That means they asked for forgiveness. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they were healed and they have salvation. And they were baptized. What are you going through tonight? What am I going through? If someone comes and talk to me, I'm gonna throw them out. And they say, throw them out of the bath water before the time. Am I going to hate them? Am I going to? Am I going to? Father God, in the name of Jesus. For God, I go boshate little bossy. Baro kombala da bosande Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us from all our unrighteousness tonight. Father God, we see. We are problem solvers through you, Lord God. We're problem solver through you. You live and you reign inside of us, Lord God. Oh, Ramasiki Shoko Baba Iki. Father God, we have a family and they need salvation tonight. And we come, Lord God, tonight to stand in the gap for her family tonight, God. We stand in the gap for her husbands and her wives tonight, God. We ask you, Lord God, to send the holy angel in their house to encamp around about their houses. Speak to their mind, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them a soft heart, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up the windows and pour it out upon them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every home that's supposed to be built on a solid rock, let it be built on that solid rock tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the foundation be built upon you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up the floodgates now, Lord God Almighty, and send the flood of rain in, dear Lord God, to wash out every mark, wash out every mark that's not of you, Lord Jesus. I'm just seeing some stuff right now. I'm seeing something right now. And I will be praying for that. So you think you made a mistake, but it's not really a mistake. If you make it, you got to go through it right now because you did it. So ask God to come into the midst and to change situation. Ask him to watch over you and to clean you and to cleanse you. He's a God that's more than enough. He's not a God that's going to judge. He is a rightful God, and he's a God that know you before you were born out of your mother's womb. He created you inside, and he know you before you were born. So don't get scared. Go to him. Talk to him. He is there, and he will listen. He will listen. He will hear. Cry out to him. Ask him to forgive you first. Ask him to forgive you first, and he will forgive you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He is a God that's more than enough. Holy Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit of the living God. Let me see something here for a minute. So let's reason here one to one. I have this one person that's very, very confused right now. And I just want you to just put your hand up and just ask God to forgive you. Just ask God to forgive you. You really did not make a mistake. You really did not make a mistake. You think you made a mistake, but you really did not make a mistake. You were following your heart and you're not a puppet. So I'm asking you tonight to just put your hand up and just say, Father God, I'm asking you right now to come into my heart. I'm asking you right now to cleanse me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I'm asking you right now to give me peace and joy. Father God, I'm asking right now, like I said before, when we first started out, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I repent and I ask every single person who have sinned against me, I forgive them. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I forgive them tonight, Lord. I ask you to forgive them. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to wash me. I ask you to cleanse me. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every snake. You got people, this just smoke snake. I see snake. That means snake. You're dealing with people and they like snake. You're dealing with people and they like snake. They like snake. They come in and they is. They're like Delilah. You're dealing with a situation like a Samson and a Delilah. Oh, God Almighty. It may not be a love-like relationship, but it's a Delilah relationship. It's a spirit of deception. And they come in and they trying to deceive. Trying to deceive. They come in and like, you know how Delilah used to do Samson with his our mouth is so, seasoned. That's the same situation. Like I said, it may not be a relationship, but it could be a person that you're dealing with that comes in and just want to use their head. And they, oh my God, and they have their mama in the situation. Lord God Almighty. It is not right. There's two persons. Father God, I come right now and I lift up this individual before you. And I ask you to release your holy angel just to keep them in peace and not in pieces. Minister to them right now, Lord Jesus. Open now your heart, individual, open your heart and just receive the healing powers of Jesus Christ. Let it just flow through you. I bind the spirit of confusion. I break it up and I bind it up. I break it up and I bind it up. I break it up and now it's bound. I hear the word divination. Please do not, if you have anything in your house that deals with mystic religion, Buddha, any kind of false religion that you have it in your house, throw it out. Throw it out. What you are attracting in your house, it is demonic spirit. If you're watching soap opera, cut it out. What you're actually doing is bringing lust in your house. Oh my God. Do you want God? You have to be careful what you're attracting in your house. Anything in your house that does not look right, your figurines that it doesn't look right, throw them out. You are attracting evil spirit in your house. I see evil spirit in some people's house. They're walking around and they're hearing voices. It is really not the steps creaking, is the spirit trying to follow you from in your basement to come upstairs and blowing in your ears. I see somebody, oh my God, blowing in the left ears. I see it. I see it blowing in the left ears. You got to get rid, you got to go in and you got to do house cleaning. You got to do house cleaning. When I say house cleaning, I mean for you, go around and pray. Pray Psalms 91, pray Psalms 23 in your house. In your house. In your house. Psalms 91. Psalms 23. Your house is an attraction of a lot of spirits. Some of your kids, they're toys. You got to check them. If you have children, check their toys. Check your stuff. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Zodiac, your zodiac. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Yes, you were born in August or you were born in June. That doesn't mean you're a Gemini. Or doesn't I doesn't people say I'm a Gemini? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. I am not. I don't have nothing to do with nobody and their zodiac. No zodiac sign. No, that's not for me. You have to be very, very careful what you're attracting. What are you attracting? You have to be very careful. You don't live by signs. You don't live by the moon. You don't live by the stars. You don't live by horoscope. And let me tell you, I'm seeing it. Soap opera, it's not good. Soap opera is not good. Soap opera is not good. You got to get out of soap opera. It's not good. I'm not here to tear anybody down. I'm just talking what I see. If I was watching soap opera and the Spirit of God telling me it's not good, I'm getting out of it. But I haven't watched soap opera for years. 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 Got no time for that. What I'm trying to do right now is to stay with my weight, stay, keep my weight going, keep it down. because there's something about my weight with my ministry. I have to be able to not eat the things them that I want to eat. I have to be able to do what the Father wants me to do. A fruit and vegetable, fruits and vegetable, fruits and veg. Somebody said to me about an alkaline. I remember one time I tell one of my members about an alkaline diet. And then somebody talked to me about it yesterday when I was talking to them. Said, oh, alkaline. I'm like, you know, that makes sense. Yeah. Fruits and vegetable and water. So I'm not telling you things that I don't want to do. I have to do what I was called to do. And you have to do what you were called to do. I have to be obedient. You have to be obedient. The Bible said disobedience is the spirit of witchcraft. And I'm telling you right now, you have to be so fearful and not fearful, but fearful. When I was younger, my mother took me to the Obi man and bring me. Let me tell you something. You got to be careful. You got to be careful with these people. She took me to the people, the read up man. Okay. So with all those things on me, they have to be denounced. So you now, I'm t look, man, this is serious. I'm telling you now, you have to go in and you got to denounce all these spirits off of you and your children. It ain't no joke. Because these spirits, what they do, they are a rerun spirit. And when I say rerun, I mean they just go around and do the same thing over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. They just come in doing it at a smaller scale, no, at a bigger scale. Spirit of witchcraft have to be broken. The spirit of witchcraft have to be broken. If you are in a family that does witchcraft and you know about it, you got to plead the blood of you have to plead the blood over your family. You got to plead the blood over your generation. Witchcraft got to be bound. Anything that's in your family where it's a rerun and a repeat, you got to bind it up. If your father, when you're growing up like my daddy was a womanizer, you gotta bind up them spirit of lust because then it's gonna come into your family and it's gonna raise havoc. You have to deal with it. Nobody ain't gonna deal with it for you. Nobody can lay no hands on you and get rid of that. You gotta drive them out because they wanna come into your house and they wanna come into your house and they wanna come in and they wanna sit in your house and they wanna cake and they wanna make shop in your house. It's not right. Not right. That's a spirit of witchcraft. Just like we were talking about in Acts, this woman was running around with divination. She got a familiar spirit. She have a this been going on way back in Jesus's days, on Paul and all of them. The woman was walking around, and the woman know about them because the spirit was giving her information about these guys. Okay, go read it yourself. It's not a joke. Was giving them information, right? Was giving them information. And she have a person. She was making money for that person. And when Paul and Silas, when Paul called her out and tell them demons to come out of her. Yeah. And that's what's going on. You got to take your stand. You say, Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. Yeah, we're going to buy all our gifts for our family members and stuff. Let me tell you something. Got to spend some time with Jesus. Gotta spend some time knowing why Jesus came, why did he come, who did he came for. Drive them demons out of your house. Nicotine, drive it out of your house. Alcoholic spirit, drive it out of your house. Take authority. It stinks and it smells. Drive it out. It's not good. It's not good. Less sexual demons, drive it out. We got to take a stand. I'm taking a stand. You can't tell people how to live their life. I'm not trying to tell nobody how to live their life, but I know I'm gonna live mine. Because you see, at the end of the day, when you die, hey, everybody gonna see Jesus differently. And I gotta give an account, especially for the people who he put in my path, the ones that I minister to. Those who I'm assigned to, I'm responsible to give them the information, and they're responsible because they're assigned together. They're responsible to tell me when I'm wrong. So we are in this thing together. There's no big kingdom and little kingdom. We're all in the same kingdom. So we got to do this thing here. And I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying. Poverty. You have poverty in your family? Poverty? It's a spirit. It's a spirit and it's detestable and it smells, just like I said. Nobody don't want to don't have food and don't have money to take care of their stuff and their bills. And then when the money does come, though, you have to know how to keep it. Okay? You gotta be wise. You gotta be wise, like my husband tell me. He's saving and I'm giving. But I strongly believe it's a balance. Because by me giving, I believe that's why God is blessing us. Okay? So you have to have balance in everything. You got to have wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, read Proverbs. I just feel in my heart that you read Proverbs, then I read it. Read the book of Proverbs. You don't get it, read it over and over and over. You want to know the love? Going to Solomon. The scriptures are there for us. It's there for me. The word of God, the Father called me and he said, Ruth, I want you to preach. I'm like, Lord, I don't preach. Yes, I want you to preach. Just like he said to Moses, preach. And Moses said he couldn't preach. And what God did, God sent Aaron, and Aaron was there as Moses' mouthpiece. He didn't give me no mouthpiece. So that means he wants me to go study. And he told me, one day he said to me, study to show thyself approved. And it was right there in the Bible. So I have to study. I have to, and sometimes when I study, even 99% of the time when I study, the Holy Spirit comes in and said, this is what I want you to do. And I have to put all my thing that I've studied and just rap back and listen to the Holy Spirit. Because as you see, you're not my people. We are just assigned to each other. But your daddy is God himself. And your daddy knows your needs. I don't. So your daddy have to tell me how to kind of break it down for you. And my daddy should tell you how to break it down for me when I'm out of line. Okay? We are in this together. This is a love walk that we're supposed to have together. This is a connection that we're supposed to have because we have to come into unity in the body of Christ. I see angels flying over your house. Lilith, I see angels going over your house in Jamaica. I see angels going over that house in Jamaica. There's confusion down there right now, and I'm praying and I'm binding it up and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to break it. I want you to call me for confirmation because I can't see nothing on the line right here, and I just want you to call me for confirmation for tomorrow or even text me and I look it over. There is something going on in the house in Jamaica. There is something going on in the house in Jamaica, and I'm praying right now. I'm praying the spirit of Kotabasa, you know, the Basa, Rikushi Kamata Kota. There you go. Break it now, the Kota. Break it in the spirit. Break it in the name of Jesus. Break it and bind every confusion. Break it. Whoever want to steal funds, you are lying. She works very hard for her money, very, very hard. You will not touch her money. Elite, make sure you pay your tithes and your offering. The enemy wants to come in and wants to take out and don't want to build what you're building. They want to confuse the camp. I see confusion.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So you see, I see
Yeah.
confusion. Kolabase tokoba.
Yes.
Ayabashoto.
In the name of Jesus.
Ba City da
We
moto
bind it up.
Isato, Marabaka,
Yes, Jesus.
Kito, Sinidabosa, go
Thank
down that
you,
hill. I see them come. The man who is working on your house, he live at the bottom of a hill. Kota, here am I.
Yes.
Kota,
Yes, Jesus.
he live at the bottom of a hill and he is confusion. He's a crook.
Yes.
Kotaba, Shake off, release our
Yes,
money now.
Jesus.
Release it now. Okosha, I chop it off from the
Name of
head. Live
Jesus.
on the bottom of the hill. And it
Yes.
is into witchcraft. Kosha yokota. Baro daba.
Oh
Give
Lord,
back our money
thank
now.
you,
Les
Jesus.
makosta. Les takosma.
Thank you,
Les tako.
Jesus.
Release that fire. Release her money now. I'm gonna tell you
Yes.
right now. I'm gonna tell you right now, Lily.
In the
You
name
cannot
of
use that man to build
Jesus.
your house. You cannot use that man. You got mabatokoma. You gotta cut it off. Bakotabo baba.
Not at all.
You gotta cut it off.
Canceling.
You gotta cut it off. I don't
Yes.
know nothing.
In the
God
name
just
of
said
Jesus.
he live on top of does he live below a hill, bottom of part of a hill?
Yes,
Okay, you gotta
indeed.
cut him off.
Yes,
You
Pastor.
gotta cut him off. You got to cut him
Yes, I
off.
did.
He's a crook. Kokoraba.
I did.
And if he doesn't want to
Yes.
give you back the money that you eat, take, fine. Because the man will kill you. They're
Amen.
crooks and they're killers. What they do,
Yes,
they set up
so
people to kill
true.
people. Leave him alone.
Yes.
Bada bo. Renge lebo. Seke leba.
Yes.
Tiki lebi kondo. Reme
Amen. I
tosha
did
kubaha.
speak, Lord, your
Tiki
servant
lebo
here.
siki laba.
Speak.
Yendele
Thank
koshango
you,
laba.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I command you to back off. Back off, back off, back off, sir. Back
Jesus.
off. She made a mistake when she hired you. She did not
In the
know she was
name of
married. She was
Jesus.
hiring a jankono, the highest form of
Yes, for
demon.
12 long years.
The highest form of demon.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't know this. So I'm asking
For
you,
12 long years.
back off. Back off.
No.
Back off.
In the
Back
name of
off
Jesus.
now. You let him go with the money,
Thank you,
Lily.
Lord. Thank you.
Because if you don't let him go with that money, do not go back to Jamaica. Because when you were down there, your him was in argument, and he is very serious. You messing with me talking about killing
Jesus.
people. Leave him alone. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
Yes,
In the
I
name.
did. I did.
Let him go.
Amen.
Let him go.
Name of
Let him go.
Jesus. Yes,
It's
Lord.
not worth your life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let him go. I want you to know, people, Jesus is real. The Spirit of God is real. I am not here to make friends with anyone. I am here to give the information by the Spirit. If you really don't like it, do not come online, because I am not begging you to be online. Because tell you what, I don't want to do what I need to do. But because I have to do it, because the Father told me if I don't do it, I'm going to be dead. I have to do it. This is a ministry of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is in charge of the Holy Tabernacle. I was dead and my mother couldn't have her kids. All of my mother's kids was dying. My mother gave away one of her daughter to my grandmother. And my mother, my name, Ruth Elizabeth, was given by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to my mom. Ruth Elizabeth is my name. Man did not give me my name. Ain't somebody come and give my mother my name. I am here, but I'm dead. I'm alive, but I'm actually dead. Because I move in the spirit realm. I am only here because God wants me to be here. So when I'm ministering, I minister by the Holy Spirit. I don't minister according to man. So whatever I see and I hear, I speak by the Spirit. I am not here to entertain. I am here to give out information by the Spirit. I see supernatural wealth. My daughter on here tonight. Simone, I see supernatural wealth on you tonight.
My God.
I
Wow.
see the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you, the just. I see
Amen.
you moving into a place of forgiveness,
So
a place
true.
of wholeness, a place of righteousness. The
Amen.
Father God said you have to let go and let him. He said you have, because you're holding on to things, and he said you got to let it go. You got to let it go.
That's truth.
Because he wants to take you higher heights and higher level. He wants to speak out of your belly, but you have to let your mother-in-law and all those people in Florida and everybody around you that hurt you, you got to let them go.
Amen.
Hey, you know what? I'm giving you just like it is.
It's true though. It is
You know,
facts.
look, don't mess with me right now with the flow where the Holy Spirit is going. You got to let it go. He is taking you on a mountain. But before you go to that mountain, you have to have 1 Corinthians 13 in your life. No matter what the person does, no matter how they handle you, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't even talk about it. Because God is going to let those same people, if you had come in on the time that we were talking, go listen to the tape and Kenneth put it up tomorrow. You would have seen what I talked about.
Okay.
Those same people or persons or whoever, they're going to come. They're going to ask for your forgiveness. And you're
Amen.
going to love on them. Because then, by then, you would have been walking in, starting from tonight. You're going to take 1 Corinthians 13 apart. And you're not going to be a phony.
Okay.
You're not going, what if you said yes, you mean yes. If you say no, you mean no. You can't say yes and no under the cover and be a phony. No, you can't do that. You gotta come clean.
Amen.
Marie, you gotta come clean.
Amen.
Marie. The Father is calling your name. He have an assignment for you as a warrior, a praise and a worship intercessor. He is going to come to you in the midnight hour, and he is going to speak to you. And you're going to know that this is God speaking. This is your time. This is your hour. Saith the Lord. It is okay, Regina. Christmas is coming. And you're worrying about, like they have a song, Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat. Don't worry about what the goose is going to be doing, Regina. Just trust God and live. Let him touch you. Let him speak to your heart. Let him open up the doors for you that no man cannot shut. Take deep breaths. Even in the home, if you think it's polluted and it feels so polluted, take deep breaths. When you take those deep breaths in, when you take those deep breaths in, it's doing something in your body. And it's pushing on all the toxic out from around you. I'm not talking about, I'm just talking toxic atmosphere. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Your redemption joint night, 1692. Your phone number 1692, your redemption joint night. God has opened up the door for you. You would not believe. And you know what? You are going to get a new position. And I hear something about a home. 2024 is going to be a year for you of accomplishment. Some things that you want, and you've been talking to him about it, he's going to be accomplishing that for you. And you're going to see it just as plain. Just as plain, just as plain. All the trials and tribulation, all the miry clay under your foot, you're going to walk right into your destiny. You believe it's your destiny? It's not really, really destiny, because I don't see that as a destiny for you. It's going to be like a stepping stone. And you know what? Oh my God, the job that you wanted, working in a school with younger kids, like a mentor, that is going to happen. Oh yeah, I see you like a chancellor, like a person that's in charge and in leadership. Oh yeah. Isn't that something that the Holy Spirit uses tonight? It's about 6018. It's well with thee. Your redemption draw at night. Speak to him in your wee night hour. I mean, in the dark, speak to him. He hears and he knows and he sees all things. He's your ultimate king and he loves you. Now, everything that I say tonight by the Holy Spirit, you better write it down, because you can't call me and ask me what I said, because I don't remember. Talking to you, 6018. Hold it to your heart and say, thank you, Lord. Ask him for divine connection, supernatural connection. You're looking and you're seeking answers. Ask him to speak to your spirit. Hallelujah, Miss James. Glory to God. The blessings of the Lord make you rich, and no sorrow will be added. Trust Him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He will direct your path. He will direct your path. All you have to do is to acknowledge him. Just acknowledge him. I want to tell you something. Let this be the most, I would say, exciting Christmas of your life. I see family coming. Your family. I see your family. You have your family that you want to be with you. I see your family coming. You have a son. I see him coming. May God have mercy upon you. May the grace of God sustain you. May the Spirit of God come and overtake you. May he illuminate you. May the shadow of God embrace you and touch you from the inside out. God of mercy, God of peace, love and keep you this night, I pray. In the name that is above every single name, and your financial needs. And your financial needs. I want you to put your hands to the heaven, and I want you to release your abundance right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release that abundance in Jesus' mighty name. There go the fire of God. Dodo, breathe now every poverty spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Verissa, in the name of Jesus, I declare the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every single stronghold. I love every single person. I have one person. I have two persons online right here. I'm not calling out their name. I'm not doing that. But I'll tell you one thing. You have angels all around your house. All in your house. In 2024, you both of you guys better put your hand up and praise in the house. Because what I see coming in 2024, it is a floodgate that's going to open up. And the windows of heaven is just going to burst wide. You're going to have health. You're going to have wealth. You're going to have promotion. My God, my God, my God, my God. Put your hand up, Sonny, and release. Also release. Also release. Also receive. Whatever those people are getting, Sonny, put your hand up and release it and receive it. I am a kosha mama. I am a shoko mama. I am a kusi kishiki no noti kitato ko baba. I tell you, it's so much coming on tonight. I see so much in the spirit, but you know what? Claudette, go to bed, go to bed, go to bed. Anoint yourself, Claudette, with oil. Anoint. I gotta call you out, girl. Anoint yourself. Angels are in your house, baby. But I gotta say shalom. Gotta say shalom. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the fire of God go now and touch every single person. Touch them from their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Father, I thank you for your presence this night. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you now. Go and touch every home, every doorpost. Plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, you have no power and you have no authority. Every single thing that has been shown by the Holy Spirit has been sealed by him. In the mighty name that is above every name. In the mighty name that is above every name. In the mighty name that is above every name. In the mighty name that is above every name. In the mighty name that is above every name. In the mighty name that is above every name. Fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Go now into their homes, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. May the Lord God Almighty. May the Lord God Almighty. I am so sorry that I keep you all 15 minutes late, but guess what? The fire of God was so strong tonight. And when the Spirit of God is moving, you have to move by His Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire come now. and move and shake the heavens, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Okolamasato. Oramakandoramosiki. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, I want to thank you guys for being on the call tonight. I am high. I'm so high, oh God. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Good night. I'll be sending out, as a matter of fact, we gonna start our we're having our oh God, I gotta try to think about it now. I'm so high. Oh Jesus. We're having our watch, and if you really want to be a part of the watch, please send in an email to the Holy Tabernacle, or you could send me a text. We have the watch from, oh God, 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6. And we're going to be doing our watch. Amen. We used to do that before in the early 20s, like 2020 or 2019. And the Father put us on a mandate again to do it over. We're going to be praying for our families or location or school and wherever the Holy Spirit give, we put it together and we'll pray. And you are going to see results. And we already have results. Amen. May God bless you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. I will be sending out the prayer for Wednesday if you're on the fasting, and then after that we will be off for, and then we come back after the New Year's. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a blessed night.